This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on truck stops. You'll hear that right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Every little tiny slice of life is part of a dance. Un pequeño señorita, it's okay to act a little shy in front of your friends. Vega Contrast Amigas, might as well go ahead and do what you tell them all anyway. You can call it what you want, but this is what I'll say. Horizontal Mambo, a tango tantric tango, a sexy spicy salsa, Sabado Noche Samba, a thinly veiled siesta. I know you want protesta, so baby, why don't we go to the Horizontal Mambo? The sexy, spicy salsa, Sabado Noche Samba, a thinly veiled siesta. I know you won't protest, so baby, why don't we go to the Horizontal Mambo? We rented a room there by the minute.
A chicken gets you half clean linen.
We both got so deep in it, I swear we couldn't shop by Vivid. Couple gallons of guacamole.
Submerge yourself in sour cream.
Decide to dip yourself in queso. No need to keep it clean.
Now get dirty.
Horizontal Mambo. A tango tantric tango. A sexy spicy salsa. Sabado Noche Samba. I know you won't protest, so baby, why don't we go to the Horizontal Mambo? Horizontal Mambo, a tango tantric tango, a sexy spicy salsa, Sabado Noche Samba, a thinly veiled siesta. I know you won't protest, so baby, why don't we go to the Horizontal Mambo?
Oh yeah!
Ah, woo! Oh, man.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, good.
What's our topic today, Gregory?
Chick, I wanted to talk about truck stops today.
Oh, good.
I love truck stops.
As do I.
I like the stuff you can buy, the food you can eat, the showers you can take. I love it all.
I saw some, you're talking about those showers, and I saw some like question and answer site about truck stops, and it said basically, no, the showers are private. Some guy thought the truckers, hey, Bob, how you doing? You pass this
Like it was like in high school when we all had to shower together.
Okay.
I thought that.
Tell us more about that, Kristen.
If you weren't an actual verified truck driver, you couldn't use the showers. But apparently you can. Like if I'm driving across country or a 3 or 4 hour drive, I can pop in and have a shower.
Oh, your money's green.
Yeah, you could. You could, man. You think those truckers aren't going to, you're going to catch a beating coming out of that shower, though.
You think?
Well, yeah. They're going to put a bunch of soap in the pillowcase like that military movie and take it to you. Yeah, you could do it legally, but that, you know, that's not for you, buddy. It's not for you.
Customer number 13, shower 5 is ready.
Shower's ready.
Shower's ready.
Have you ever showered at a truck stop, Greg?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
And I've spent a lot of time in truck stops. I mean, I've driven across the country.
Sure, you comedian road dogs. What about you, Oske?
No, I just look for a retention pond.
That was very nice. Yeah.
You know, it's getting harder and harder to talk to you. You know
that? Greg, my grandpa was taking us all boating one day, and he decided he was going to pull off into one of those weigh stations to see how much his boat weighed. And I've never seen a man get yelled at
And your grandfather, I'm just trying to see how much my boat weighs.
Yes.
Did he get to find out?
They were furious.
What is the deal on that? If I'm a trucker and the weigh station is, I come up on one and it says open, I have to stop in? Is that right?
I believe
you
so.
See them all go off,
But sometimes it might say closed, and then obviously you would. I don't understand. Why is that, like a federal highway thing or something? Does it?
Yes,
really.
Yeah, pretty sure. Like if you pass up, that means you're probably overweight, and they're gonna get you, because there's a lot of times there's a cop car at those weigh stations.
Oh yeah,
right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's. What you guys know what the biggest truck stop is?
I'm going to say Flying J.
Iowa. Lucky's.
Yeah, one in Iowa?
Do you mean there's one in Iowa that claims to be.
Yeah, you guys got it. It's Flying J, I think, is Flying J Pilot is the biggest chain, but the biggest actual truck stop is Iowa 80.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've been there. Loved it. Yeah,
I've been there too. It's awesome. In Walcott, Iowa, which I think it's on I-80 near the Iowa-Illinois border.
Will we be going that way when we go out there in February?
You will be, right by it.
Well, where were you guys going in February?
We're taking a bunch of comedians.
Yeah, a bunch of comedians.
Oh, yeah, you guys got a bunch of Bob and Tom comics
going?
Well,
yeah, no. And, well,
about 25.
Here's the thing.
Trying to narrow down the list.
Yeah, we invited so many comedians.
Yeah, with 50
turned into like a two-day thing now.
You don't remember. So it's just pretty much everybody, huh, from the show?
Pretty much.
Remember how hard it was to, like, figure out 20 to 25? Or, like, who could we possibly
20
ask?
To 25?
Yeah. We had to cut it off somewhere.
Well, that's all right.
So I'm number 26 on your list, then, as well.
Oh, we hadn't even
Let me tell you something, Greg.
Yeah, 26.
That is a strong 26, okay? No one's coming in to take your place, baby. All right.
Yeah, Iowa 80, it's got, eight restaurants, a movie theater, chiropractor.
A movie theater?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Dentist? They got a dentist over at Iowa 80?
The truck stop, Iowa 80, has a movie theater? I had no idea.
They were making such a good
time. Workout room, 24 showers, a library. And then July 12th, every July, the July 10th through 12th, they have the Truckers Jamboree.
Really?
It's a whole big deal. And I just looked, they have media credentials. Maybe you guys should send me down there this summer.
Oh, that's exciting.
They have the Trucker Olympics.
I have to go to that.
Let's go to that, man. It's a truck beauty contest, the strong pull, the tire roll, strap winding.
The beauty contest, is that what you said?
It's the actual truck, though. I don't think it's the...
Oh, not the drivers?
Yeah. They shine them up.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
A beautiful trucker.
There he is.
Trucker of the year.
I think Rip Taylor judges it.
So do they have like concerts and jamboree would imply music? Do they have?
I think they. Yeah, they have country music.
Both kinds, country and western.
Country and western.
Sorry, yeah.
950 truck parking spaces.
Man. Jim.
Holy heck.
950 trucks can park there. Wow. Just so you know, in order to qualify as a truck stop with the National Association of Truck Stop or National Association Truck Stop Operators, mm-hmm. that's a NATSO, you have to have at least one shower, 15 parking spaces, and diesel fuel available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's 2,500 that qualify across the country.
Hmm.
All right. And I would say, I mean, just in me driving around, I would say Pilot, Flying J.
Loves.
I like a nice Pilot Flying J, but if there's a Loves across the street, I'm probably going to go Loves. I'm with you, Greg. Really?
Yeah.
I will tell you, the Iowa.
Maybe it's 80, the heart and the sign. I don't know. But
Iowa
it is. It's a nice logo.
I had the most delicious chicken salad sandwich and tuna fish sandwich. Right there in the case, they have the plastic sealed
sandwich. At I-80?
Iowa 80 truck stop was delicious. Best one I ever had. You know how I have an affection for.
Oh, yeah.
The sandwiches.
Gas station sandwich. Yeah.
It's good. The bread's soft.
It's so good.
Chicken and tuna, same day.
Yes.
Oh, you mixed truck stop meats.
I get two, and I have a chicken tuna, and then later on, I'll have another chicken tuna.
I like that.
See?
Chicken tuna.
I eat on it all day.
Ugh. Now, there's something supposedly going in. In West Dundee, Illinois. I think it's on I-90.
Is this a challenger to a truck stop bigger and better than Iowa 80?
They're saying this place, it's called Outpost, and they're saying they may take over the title.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
they're pretty close together. You'd think they would be a little farther apart.
I'm with you, Christy. I'm with you. Now, have you guys been to a Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Buc-ee's isn't a truck stop, though.
I have never been to a Buc-ee's. But it's on my Buc-ee list.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. We stopped there.
That's the Warren Report. Thank you very much.
Right there the whole time.
I was not aware that trucks are not allowed at Buc-ee's.
They are not allowed.
Yeah.
You can't.
No way.
I think it's just the truck. You can't park a truck.
Right.
If you were a trucker, you know, showing up at a Camry, they probably wouldn't turn you away.
So like,
if you're trying to sneak in, like, whoa, you got a chain on your wallet? What are you doing? Let's get out of here.
Boots their brisket chick is amazing.
We don't want you here. It's called Buc-ee's, not Truckies.
Get you over the road, some bitch. Get out of here.
What kind of hat is that?
What the hell are you doing?
The guy's got a mustache and glasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm not a trucker.
Take it elsewhere, you son of a bitch.
I don't know anything about trucks. I never drove a truck.
Smell like diesel.
I don't even like to drive my car.
Godwin said you smell like diesel.
I think I've been to Iowa 80 twice, and they had a display for Jeep. The car company, and it was like these huge display of rocks, and they had a Jeep pulled up on it, kind of at an skew angle, and it was some buy a Jeep today or something.
Man,
it was amazing. It's an amazing place.
It's a great place, man. They got a Caribou Coffee in there, which is I like Caribou Coffee. It's more up sort of the Minneapolis area.
Caribou Coffee.
It's kind of the theme of the show today.
Tell it, Josh.
Didn't that Caribou Coffee walk by you and paint it on jeans at one point?
And then you told Caribou Coffee, get out of my dreams and into my car.
Oh, it was a whole ocean day.
Caribou cream. Some of the other notable truck stops
I can think of one. Of the,
what's that?
The I believe it's, oh boy, what is it? Interstate 44.
That's not right.
Is that Big Apple Truck Stop in Joplin, Josh?
No, it's actually, I think it's a little farther away. It has the world's largest McDonald's attached to it.
Oh,
because it goes across the highway?
It goes across the highway. I don't know if that's a truck stop, no, that's, buddy.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That's a rest stop. It's a rest stop.
It's just more of a,
it's on a turnpike.
Giant.
Yeah.
It's on the turnpike.
Yes.
But it's certainly a road attraction.
Right. You're right. Sorry.
And isn't that on Route Farty Fire?
It is on Farty
Fire. That is on Farty Fire.
Yeah. All
right. It's down there on the way to Joplin. Between Joplin and Tulsa.
Yeah, you're getting into Tulsa.
It's down there. there's the Tiger Truck Stop in Louisiana, Gros Tête, Louisiana.
Is it Gros?
They had a tiger for a long time.
Gros Tête or Gros?
It's Gros Tête. Yeah.
Okay. Gros Tête. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Large tet. Head.
Is that 100? Is that a band with 144 players?
Yeah.
The Gros Tête.
There's the quartet and the Gros Tête.
Yeah. There's the quartet. Yeah. And
very
octet,
nice.
Gros Tête. Boy, the Bucky's list and now Gros Tête. Wow.
You guys need to come out here where I'm working.
I guess.
Okay? Let's go.
I can't keep up with the guy. there's, you know, a big issue with truckers is idling. And I think these guys should be able to worship whatever God they prefer.
Nice. You can't follow a Gross Tête without that.
Good.
Wait, what are you talking about? Right there with Gross Tête. No, apparently, you guys know there's like laws against idling in 30 states?
What do you mean?
Are they environmental laws?
Yes. Well, Christy, when they go to the truck stop, they just park their truck there.
Right.
And they leave it on all night.
That's where they have to sleep and they have to have heat and stuff, right?
Exactly. Heat and air conditioning. Right. And there's laws against it because it's
bad for the ozone.
I don't think it's any worse for the environment as when you're driving. But they're saying, hey, you don't need to have it on because you're not driving. And there are some devices that these truckers have built. Like they have like almost like window unit air conditioners that run on batteries and stuff like that.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Hmm. I always wondered how they stayed comfortable when they were sleeping overnight.
Yeah,
because they pull over.
Yeah, there's all kinds of new devices, but a lot of them still idle.
Does this cover anything about lot lizards in this
No, I tried to keep it sort of above board, Chick, but if you've got some experience with these people, you can...
No. First of all, they're hardworking individuals.
Right.
Yeah.
They have their trade.
It's a part of the story. Yeah.
That's right.
Really other is. Than, I think it's up... Oh, it's up like outside of New York, New Jersey is the highest institution of... incident of prostitution. They say it occurs more... in the big, just outside of the big city truck stops rather than the Midwest.
Oh, no
kidding. Okay.
Huh.
That's what my research showed that.
I don't think I've ever seen one. If I did, I was unaware of it.
A lot lizard?
Yeah.
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 You thought she just liked you, huh?
she
I don't think that.
Really took a taking to me. Yeah. Yeah. She really. And then I gifted her. I thought, hey, you know.
I've never seen one. I just I bought her a $400 lunch.
had a shower.
I've always been curious as to what the sleeping compartment looks like in that, like a really nice.
They're not bad.
How luxurious do they get
in a truck?
Pretty nice.
Well,
yeah,
they trick them out.
Yeah, they're really soft. You know, and air conditioning, and maybe a disco ball, or
and the TVs or
TVs, big screen TV.
Oh, yeah, they got everything back there.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Wow. And Chick, 40% of truckers travel with a dog.
Oh, I love that.
40%.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How does a dog feel?
And if you were if you were alive in the 70s and you watched television, 90% of truckers traveled with an orangutan.
Well, now, I believe BJ and the Bear was a chimpanzee, I think. Bear was,
Yeah, but those movies with Clint Eastwood, it was Right Turn Clyde was an orangutan, I believe.
He was orangutan, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was... There was like six of those movies. Every That's which true. Way you can, yeah. any which way you want.
Whatever way you feel like doing today.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Let's make a movie.
Yeah. Ah, the hell with it. Just.
yeah. yeah. yeah.
All right.
This yeah, has been very informative, Greg. I am.
What was Clint Eastwood's girlfriend at the time that he put in all those movies?
Sandra Locke
with an E.
Locke.
Yeah,
boy.
She was the size of a pencil.
Yeah. She looked like a 2x4 with a nose.
the always not sexy
Sandra Locke.
She's so sexy.
Isn't she
runny
smart.
Hair.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.